Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If someone says, don't get me a gift for the holiday, what does that mean? 314-531-9898. Do you think if someone says, nah, we're not doing gifts this year for Christmas, that you should still have a Christmas gift? My wife and I always say this, and I always go into panic mode. Like, oh, should I? I don't want to look like an idiot and show up empty-handed if she gives me a gift. I saw this recently as a statistic, and it said a third of people still expect a gift when they say, oh, don't give me a gift. They're still kind of like, yeah, you should give me a gift. AB said this on the air, and I haven't stopped thinking about it. You said, if I tell someone, don't give me a gift, and they give me a gift, you would be mad at them.
Yes, because I always, if my parents do this every year with like our outside family members, they're always like, oh, don't get me a gift. And then they end up getting my parents a gift. And then it makes my parents feel horrible because they're like, well, we don't have anything for you.
We said we're not doing
gifts. Yes, if you say you're not doing gifts, you have to say true to your word. And if you get them a gift, you have to text them in advance and be like, hey, by the way, saw something, thought of you.
I don't know. I think you always show up with a gift.
No.
I think so, too. I think that, you know, look, my wife will not get me anything for Christmas as punishment for spending too much money this year, like I've been doing every year on myself. And I understand that. I understand that. But I will get her something small, something, just because.
Do you think it's a gender thing, too? Like a man should always have something a woman can get away with it?
I don't think that's true, because my mom every year is always like, no, I don't want anything. But I know better. If I showed up with nothing, I don't know that she'd be too happy.
True story. This happened the first time my wife and I ever said the no gift thing. I showed up on Christmas morning and she got me 10 gifts. For our 10 years together. I'm like, what is happening?
Why would she say that? How could you not be mad? I would have been like, then just tell me
when she was doing Christmas shopping, she got inspired for this idea of our 10-year anniversary together. And she was like, this is more like of our 10 years being together. We got engaged around the holidays. And I'm like, luckily, I also had like a surprise, but like it was just like tickets to a game we were going to go do later in the year. And I was like, oh, I have these.
Thank God I got something.
Here.
Surprise.
Yeah. I found these.
Yeah. But like, and so I told her, I was like, okay, what's the real deal here? What's the real situation? And so now we do no gifts. But now I'm nervous because we got kids. So we're doing no gifts. But does that mean kids, like, am I supposed to get my wife a gift in honor of my 3-year-old?
Oh, like, are you saying now you got to get additional gifts?
Hey, this isn't from me. I took my son to go Christmas shopping. This comes. And so does that count? Like, I don't really know the strategy when it comes to gift giving when we're not supposed to
just
be giving.
Just don't lie. If you're getting gifts, say you're getting gifts. If you say you're not, don't.
How do you handle it? If you and your significant other say we're not doing gifts, does one person surprise the other person? Are you supposed to get them gifts? 314-531-9898. When someone tells you, don't get me anything for Christmas, are they really saying, you better step up and get me something real nice for Christmas? It's confusing. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. When you and your significant other, you and your friends say no gifts, what do you do? Does anyone in the back of their head going, should I still get them something? I'm going to see them for Christmas. We're catching up over the holidays for a Christmas cocktail, and I don't want to walk in empty handed, because it's the worst feeling ever if they walk in, they got you something.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, oh, I got you nothing because we said no gifts. 314-531-9898.
We got a couple texts. One of them's from Teresa. She says, I used to stress out every single year around the holidays about what to buy my husband. And about 6 years ago, we decided to make the decision to not buy each other gifts, and it's so much nicer now.
Yeah, that's what my wife and I do. We don't buy each other gifts.
It relieves so much stress to know that no one is doing it.
Yes, because it's all coming from the same account, and I feel like, well, there's other ways to show that, like, I think about you, gestures of love. Like, during the holidays, we got enough gifts to buy for other people, right? Like, we don't need to do it for each other.
Tiffany is really speaking from her chest. She said, regarding anything, not just Christmas presents, mean what you say and say what you mean.
But see, this, is the hard part, though, for women, though. I feel like as a guy, when you, we have two things. We get you a gift and you love it, or we don't get you a gift. You're like, you didn't listen to me. But then if we get you nothing, you're mad at us for not showing that we're thinking of you.
Girl math.
We're just screwed every time. But it's not just like in relationships. Jen, you had this drama with your husband's family, huh?
Yeah. First of all, my love language is gift giving. So I love giving gifts. So
I didn't get anything from you, Jen. I guess we don't love each other.
I didn't know you at the time. So, yeah, I got little things for everybody. And then I was told, they knew that I give gifts. And they were like, don't bring anything. You're going to get in trouble. And I'm like, but they're presents. I want to give them. I don't expect anything from anyone else. I like to give gifts. And I went round and round a couple of times, and I'm like, fine, I won't bring any. And then I didn't, but then I exchanged gifts with people in the driveway where they couldn't see me.
She just has to give a gift. She can't help it.
I love it. It's funny because, like, you got in trouble for giving everyone gifts, which is kind of like that scene in Four Christmases when they're like, wasn't it so hard to keep
the amount minimum, like $25 minimum or something, and then someone pulls out a TV, they're like, I didn't know there was a minimum.
Right, it's an Xbox. But yeah, that's like, you were that person. You were the person who went over the top and is like, oh, so good not to have gifts this year. Like, oh, Jen's over here. Everyone's opening up Jen's gift.
Yeah, a true secret Santa.
Yeah. Thanks for the call,
they
Jen.
They were giving me gifts in the parking lot or the driveway, too. So it was like we were all secretly doing it except for the host.
I'm going to have Jen give my wife a gift. And be like, it didn't come from me. Jen took care of it. It's not my fault. See? And then I'm covered on every end. Like, you got something from Jen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is how I'm going to do it.